Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to help keep us free and safe. Now, to anybody that's out there working to keep the country rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, we salute you, the men and women out there behind the big rigs. And, of course, we also have got the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center guys out there hauling the packages and the mail that you do to make sure it gets through. I'm not sure if it's getting through Texas right now because the roads are horrible over there, but I'm sure they're giving it the old college try. And let's not forget either that we have our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel for people to get from point A to point B. And, of course, we also have the Amazon drivers doing their bang-up job, and the warehouse people, too, getting stuff delivered from point A to B. And it's definitely a job right now with all the ice out there across Texas and over into Tennessee and points east. Now, you can always, always follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab the same way. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, the Captain's America Third Watch is our website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Go there at the website. Check it out. Find out all the great things we're up to. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, isn't it?
Better than being in Dallas or Fort Worth.
Oh, boy, and how. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation,
Under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the fact that this country was formed, founded, and our whole principle was based upon the foundation of God. We were and have been and still are a Judeo-Christian nation, although there's some people that are trying to switch that around. Now, with everything that's taking place right now, we certainly are looking at, in my opinion, with this Joe Biden stuff and the documents, a classic cover-up of sorts. What do you think?
Well, there's no question that there's been a cover-up. And it started back at the time when the hard drive was turned over to the FBI by the Apple Mac technician. That's when it started. And because the FBI didn't respond, didn't do anything with it, it got turned over to Rudy Giuliani's a lawyer. From there, it went to Miranda Devine at the New York Post. They hired some people and found out that it was absolutely credible. It's beyond dispute that that in fact was Hunter's laptop. Then we came out with, you know, the 61 or 60 plus signatures saying it was had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation, which was a lie. That came up in a debate between Trump and Biden during the presidential campaign. And so that's really when it all started, and it continues to be. So we have the FBI that goes into the Rehoboth Beach house of Joe Biden and does a search, and I would say it was a qualified search, because how many times has Biden been to that beach house since November, knowing that they're, you know, searching for documents? So it is absolutely a cover-up. Now, the other interesting thing here is that the next place is probably going to be the University of Delaware, which is where Biden stored all of his, air quote, senatorial history records. And that has not been accessible to anybody, anybody at all, until Judicial Watch actually sued them for access. And they won that suit, and they're still not complying. So now we have a very different path, an additional path to a cover-up.
Yep.
And now you have little Mr. Hunter that is going on a full-blown assault, legal assault, because he hired one of the top lawyers in Washington, D.C., Abe Lowell, to go after those on the Trump side, because they think it's all generated from Trump, which it isn't, on countermeasures, countersuing. So we have quite the operation going on outside, inside this White House.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And if you want to give us a call, I'm going to have Kathy give us the phone number. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website Geico, of course, an insurance company that's been saving people money for more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, they insure over 26 million drivers. That number is continuing to grow. And one of the things you can do with them is you can bundle different parts of your policy together to get your rate down even lower. Now, let's say you got a car, you got a truck. Okay, that's the start. Then maybe you got a motorcycle, or maybe you have an ATV, or maybe you have a boat, or maybe you have an RV. Whatever, you put that all together, you bundle it together, and it lowers your rate on everything. Now, where you're really going to save money is when you bundle your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance policy, or your condo policy together. You will save a significant amount of money. And after you're doing that, and you get that extra money, and you want to know what to do with it, well, hop on your motorcycle, hop in your boat, go for a ride, and make friends with some more Geico people, because you'll see them as you go along. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over to the website, check them out, see what they can do for you, and you'll be happy, happy, happy to know that you will wind up saving some money. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. You mentioned something during the break, which is kind of priceless, about Bolsonaro and the Amazon driver.
Brazil.
Why don't you mention?
Well, look, Bolsonaro. It needs to be said that on two separate occasions. Well, actually, I think it was three. The United States got very involved with the elections down in Brazil. And they were essentially working, the United States was working against re-electing Bolsonaro. And whatever the United States did, it worked. And the Brazilians have been protesting like crazy since this election. Because now you got this Lula character that is, in fact, now leading the country. Bolsonaro left, came to Florida. He had some medical issues. He's still here. He's actually applying for a permanent visa,
mm-hmm.
which the U.S. State Department and the Democrats are working to not approve. And I think Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA is actually having an event on behalf of Bolsonaro and for Bolsonaro. Meanwhile, you see, yesterday, an Amazon driver was trying to get into my gate, so I had to go in and help let him in and got into a conversation. He said, really sorry that my my English isn't very good. I'm from Brazil. I haven't been here very long.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, he said, you know, from being from Brazil, that he was, kind of knew it all of this and all these procedures that Amazon had. And I said, well, I'm really sorry about Brazil and Bolsonaro. And he said, yeah. He said, now we've got Lulu that he's a criminal, he's a thief, and it's real bad down there, but he's a criminal and a thief just like Biden. And I found that real curious. Mm-hmm. But then I got to thinking after, you know, he delivered my package and left, I thought, is this guy, he's obviously not a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got Amazon that are hiring people on temporary visas, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of interesting things to be taken out of that transaction yesterday.
Makes you wonder if they're paying less money to do it. That's usually the way it works.
Well, I, you know, don't know, but...
Okay, well...
I mean, he leaves a corrupt country, and his mother's still in Brazil, and he comes to a country where we're just as lawless as anybody, so...
Mm-hmm.
None of it's pretty.
Well, very good. Now, we know that Benjamin Netanyahu is offering to mediate in the Russian-Ukraine war. I'm not sure that he'll have the opportunity to do that, but I'm sure if he did, he would be very fair about things, don't you think?
Well, I saw where he made that offer. I have no idea what he would come up with. The Ukrainians have asked for Israel and Netanyahu's help several times, and Israel's got their own issues. But an interesting thing happened. And that is that there was a handful of drones, apparently from parts of Israel, that went into Iran and struck a military drone base in Isfahan. So it's kind of like a backdoor way that Israel is helping Ukraine by hitting these drones so they're not bought by Russia from Iran to strike Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. The other thing is that yesterday, I believe it was Israel, located a cache of weapons headed
no,
into...
No. It was U.S. CENTCOM.
Okay.
We've got some ships in the area,
mm-hmm.
but it was U.S. CENTCOM that tapped a French warship to deal with it. The French warship actually suspected this particular, transport
mm-hmm.
of that was taking a huge amount of weapons to Yemen.
Yeah,
and so the French coordinated with CENTCOM. CENTCOM looked into it and said, yeah, you take the lead on this and we'll help you. So it was really the French that stopped that shipment.
Okay, because I was wondering if they didn't get some intelligence from Israel along the way to tell them about that.
No.
Okay, because they've been real active lately. Israel's been really active, and that's a good thing. They usually are in that situation. Well, you know, when you look around and you look for all the different things that are going on in the Middle East, you could literally go blind reading the articles. There's so many of them. But right here along our border, we really have got to get the handle on the southern border and now the northern border, too, because the northern border is starting to light up.
Well, there was a hearing yesterday held by the Judiciary Committee, House Judiciary Committee, on the border. And interestingly enough, there were only three witnesses. One was a father who had lost his son to fentanyl. One was a judge of a kind of a radical judge out of El Paso. And the other was a sheriff out of
Arizona.
Where in Arizona, I don't know. But it was kind of a thin panel. And if you listen to those like Congresswoman Jayapal, if you listen to Adam Schiff, if you listen to, any of the Democrats, Cicely, whatnot.
Yeah.
They are downplaying this whole thing. They don't like the words that are being used, like invasion or flooded, this. And that the Republicans are doing nothing but shaming these people that are looking for asylum. And, I will say that a lot of Republicans asked some good questions, but they didn't ask any of the right questions. And that is, if you want to apply for asylum, that you apply for the asylum in the next country that you've left, the next safe country. So if you're from, Honduras, and you make your way to Colombia, then you go to the U.S. Embassy in Colombia and make your asylum claim. That's your next safe country. Mm-hmm. You don't pay $7,000, $20,000, whatever the number ends up being, to coyotes and make your way into the United States and then make the claim here. That's not the way the system works. I mean, nobody is talking about our embassies and our diplomatic posts that we've got all over the place.
Yeah.
That was the first of many years, however.
All righty. Well, to be continued, and you have yourself a good day up there and enjoy the weather. I think we're going to have another great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check it out. See what she has to offer. You'll know what's going on right after that.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. A group of conservative House Republicans want to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs yesterday said he was introducing articles of impeachment against Mayorkas, who has faced sharp criticism over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Biggs says he's hopeful Speaker Kevin McCarthy will back the move. He made the announcement alongside several Republicans, including Representatives Lauren Boebert of Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Greene accused Mayorkas of failing to secure the border The Biden administration is seeking to curb late fees charged by credit card companies to just $8, which, if enacted, could help Americans save billions of dollars each year. The announcement made on Wednesday by the White House is part of its ongoing crackdown in reducing excessive junk fees imposed to consumers when they, among other things, buy tickets at checkout for sporting events, airlines, and concerts. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, it is time to have our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Their website, of course, is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Go over to that website, check them out, see what they're all about, and we'll tell you right after they talk about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that a lot of people are looking to do better things with their careers and with themselves and with their jobs. And I'm going to mention something to you that if you are able to turn a wrench, if you are able to repair simple things on your own, they are willing to teach you at National Aviation Academy to become an aviation maintenance tech. It's a high-paying, in-demand job. We'll get that right out there right away. Now, their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Go over there, check out their website, and notice that they have two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One is in Atlanta. Or, I'm sorry, did I say Atlanta? The reason I said Atlanta is because I got an email from Atlanta here. and I want to mention that in a minute. But anyway, one is in Clearwater, Florida, and the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Massachusetts. Now, I just got an email from Atlanta from a person who graduated from the National Aviation Academy, and they said, thank you very much, Captain, for telling us about the National Aviation Academy. We never would have known about it had we not been listening to your show. I used to be a truck driver, drove with my husband. However, I was in the military and I worked on aircraft, and this seemed like a no-brainer for me. I now make twice as much money as an aircraft maintenance rep, tech, as what I did driving a truck. My husband is now in class, learning about the course and how to become an aviation maintenance tech. And between the two of us, we'll make more money than we ever thought was humanly possible. Once again, thanks again. Appreciate your program. Keep up the good work. Wow. Wow. Well, that's what it's all about. And you don't know until you try, ladies and gentlemen. NAA.edu, NAA.edu. The phone number to call, because you're going to want to call them and ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses or both. And you can do that by calling them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. And you won't be sorry. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. And you'll probably be able to talk to some of the people that handle the money. The loan officers, they call them. Now, if you're coming out of the military and you haven't used your educational training, here's a chance to use it and wind up having it return a huge investment for you. Because, again, you're going to start out around $60,000, maybe a little bit more, to work in the U.S. You can double that if you got a teammate, like the same household, like the husband and wife we just mentioned there. And that's a lot of money to get paid to be an aviation maintenance tech. And it's great work. It's fun work. There's quite a bit of camaraderie that goes on there. Everybody gets along with everybody. Imagine that. Everybody gets along with everybody. And away they go. Now, the first M777 howitzers arrived in Ukraine less than 2 months after Russia invaded Ukraine. We're also finding out that the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the United States will increase the deployment of advanced weapons such as fighter jets and bombers to the Korean Peninsula as it strengthens joint training and operational planning in South Korea. Well, they better get the computers set first. They better get all that taken care of first, because there seems to be a problem out there with all these computers that they've got. And it happened again yesterday. So again, being careful is the understatement of the year. Now, Ukraine has now won support from Baltic nations and Poland for its week-long quest to obtain Western fighter jets. It appears that the Baltic nations and Poland are going to give the Ukraine some fighter jets. Still haven't heard from the U.S. in any definitive way. They may or they may not. If they were smart, they'd do it, because it'll stop the Russians in their tracks. That's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. Also, the U.S. is readying a $2 billion-plus Ukrainian aid package with longer-range weapons. France and Australia will jointly send new ammunition to Ukraine. Then you've got the U.S. saying that Russia violated the nuclear arms treaty by barring inspections. I suspect that that's accurate. Russia also says it will fast-track test the tank-killing robot that they have in the Ukraine right now. I saw that thing. I don't know if it does what it's supposed to or not, but it'll be interesting, because they'll be They'll be rolling that out, working with that in the next few days. If they haven't already got it going there. And the Navy modernization program with our destroyers could cost $17 billion and take up to 2 years per hull. But they are definitely going in and retrofitting our destroyers so that they can do a lot more damage. And again, we'll have to see how that works out when they get an opportunity to get everything put together. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to all the different items that are going on here, not only with Ukraine, but also with Japan, and also with Korea, and also with Cuba, when it comes to checking out all of that, we need to know what's behind the middle curtain. Now I'll explain that a little better. Let's say we've got three options to do three different things in Ukraine. Number one should be to keep training the troops on the equipment that they've got. And number two should be to try to get them all the equipment that we can get so that they can actually fight a war, which is what they're doing against Russia. They are acting as our proxy. And I know you've heard that comment before, but it is what it is. So again, we will see what happens and whether or not we can actually succeed at what we need to do here in the coming weeks. And we did happen to find what happened to our tank the other day when the Ukrainians, the Russians came in and attacked an area, and we had to boot scoot boogie and get out of Dodge as quickly as we could, and we took some casualties, and of course we lost some equipment. One of them was that tank. And I will tell you this, if the Russians try to use that, they've got so many fail-safe missile systems and explosive devices and all that in those tanks. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to blow yourself up. You're going to really do a number on yourself. Okay, don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right with us. We've got some financial things to talk to him about. We shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura, right here in Tampa, located at North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. Now, you can go online to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and take a look at all the different items that they have in stock, all the different cars and the trucks, and whether they're brand new or whether they're certified pre-owned. And I'll tell you, look carefully, look closely, because they are part of the You Serve, You Save program, where what they do is all active military, all military veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMS, firefighter, police officer, or even a church pastor, you can get a tremendous deal afforded to you for your service to our country and your neighborhood. So check them out, MossAcura.com and MossNissan.com, both those websites. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And make sure when you check them out, you tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door a little wider for you. Okay. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, it's an interesting day out there because financial conditions have become much easier by almost every metric over the past 2 or 3 months. Now, equity prices have soared, bond yields have dropped, and mortgage rates are down to the point that home builders are now sounding optimistic about building new homes, and financial asset prices imply that the Fed is unlikely to get the federal funds rate above 5%, and that's very likely to cut the benchmark rate later this year.
Well, again, we're going to see what the Fed's going to do later this year. I mean, I listened into his interview yesterday and statement and whatnot. He was, I guess, describing it as he was kind of confident.
Mm-hmm.
He sounded a lot better than he did, obviously, summer. You know, seemed like he was confident in the things that they've been doing are been working. And, you know, hopefully, hopefully this will be the last time they raise. They may have to go one more. And he said it's going to still be data dependent. And he's still looking at the services inflation and how that's going up. We'll see. I mean, yeah, we've got to take a look at the data moving forward.
Well, this one, they're only going up 0.25%, right? 0.25.
Yeah, it's only 25. But I mean, you know, last year they went up quite a bit. Very, very quickly. So, you know, in my lifetime, to those levels that in that quick of a period of time, as far as the percentage is concerned. So, it's a big change, big shock to the economy. And, we'll see. I mean, again, you know, in my opinion, a lot of people were talking about, I talked about this as well. Fed really can't do much when it comes to wage inflation. It really can't do much. You can't create more workers or force people to get back into the workforce.
Well, here's something that I think is fascinating. 49 Senate Republicans and Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia have unveiled a resolution that would eliminate President Joe Biden's ESG investing rule, which would wind up politicizing the 401ks.
Well, I'd like to see them get rid of that. Politicizing 401. What it's doing is it's basically allowing advisors or saying, hey, you invest in what we want you to invest in, and if you do, even if you do a poor job, you can't get sued. That's basically what it is. It's a get out of jail free card for people who say, hey, I'm going to do ESG investing, and it turns out it doesn't work out. And you bought all of these green companies that are not profitable. Hey, listen, take a look. Take a look at the stock of all these EV makers, okay? Rivian, they've collapsed. They're ESG, ready, and their stocks have fallen off the roof. It would give those advisors a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Now, I believe we talked about this last week. I don't think we talked about it this week yet. But once again, I got several emails talking about the fair tax and why these people think it would be a good idea. Obviously, there's a lot of people that have got a really good handle on this. You and I talked about it. We didn't get into it a lot. But just off the top of your head, what do you think about the fair tax?
Oh, I used to talk about it a lot more years ago. And again, one of my favorite talk radio show hosts of all time, Neil Bortz, used to talk about it a lot.
Right. Oh, yeah. That was his deal.
Of it. And actually, there's a book about it. Again, it's a great idea. Just it's hard for people to get their arms around and understand. Because once they hear, oh, I'm going to be paying, 25% tax when I buy something, yeah, people fail to realize, okay, you're not paying any income tax. You're not paying any Social Security tax. You eliminate the IRS completely. You eliminate tax day completely. There's some other nuances to it as well. My concern is that, we have to get rid of, 15th Amendment of the Constitution, 15th or 16th Amendment of the Constitution that allows for the income tax.
15th.
Okay, 15th. If we don't get rid of that, okay, then that, politicians can come back and then add even another tax on. That has to be repealed because I don't trust that hanging around.
Well, I get it. I understand it, that it would actually cost us a lot less to do it that way. It doesn't sound like it because you're talking about a flat tax rate of 25% or even 20%, whatever it might happen to be.
But also, it gives you, every American would get a check as well. based upon the amount of taxes one would pay up to the level where you're supposed to pay taxes, you know, like kind of like the poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
So that would get that kind of like prebate as well. So, you know, people saying, oh, this is going to hurt people at the bottom end. No, they're going to, you know, it's not. I mean, they're going to be getting a lot of money back.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what people don't quite understand because it's not explained to them that way. One of these times we might have a tax seminar show and just talk about that and allow people to call in and ask questions because I am getting a lot more information and a lot more discussion about it coming my way.
My thing is that, to me, I love it, but in my opinion, it's a pipe dream because in my belief, the politicians get their power from the tax code and the Federal Registry. That's where they get their power from. So why would they give up power? I mean, they have the power to give a loophole, a write-off, or some sort of regulation, or give them a loophole in regards to regulation. And this is where they collect checks from the various different donors based upon that. So I would be hard pressed to see if politicians would give up that type of power.
Well, it would be up to us to elect the people that would do that,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So we'd have to scrutinize our candidates a little bit more,
absolutely.
In my humble opinion. Now, last night we had Speaker McCarthy come out of the White House and talk about his meeting with Joe Biden and saying that the two of them had a number of areas where they had common ground and he felt that they could come to some sort of agreement or arrangement. What do you think?
Oh, interesting. Common ground. I saw that too. You want to talk about lack of specifics? I mean, there was like nothing that came out. I mean, here you go. Okay, we found common ground. All right. On what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll find out. Again, I think McCarthy is kind of scared to probably go back and explain to certain members of his caucus that what they've come up with. We shall see very shortly.
Yes, you are right, and we will see very shortly. Okay, what's the weather like up there, just for the heck of it?
It's slowly but surely getting colder. It's going to be brutal this weekend. Tomorrow's going to be brutal.
That's what I've been hearing. You're going to have wind chill factors in below zero, a lot of areas up there.
Oh, well below zero. We're talking wind chill negative 20.
All right, well, stay warm. I got the music coming up in my ear, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And have yourself a great day.
You got it, Cap. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And don't forget, his program on the weekend is on many of the same stations that you're listening to me on right now, and vice versa. Always happy to be a part, small part of what he does. Okay. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.